Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
At 13, Rod was living by himself at horse racing stables where he worked and indulged in alcohol. Then came the pot and the nightclubs and the stealing of alcohol from his parents' cellar when he visited them. At 18, Rod ended up in jail for trafficking in drugs, but only a short spell. He was out and back into a lifestyle of spirit, speed and downing at least 6 schooners a day. Rod was metaphorically and literally drowning in alcohol and drugs, accompanied by stealing and fights. He was out of control. His first wife smoked pot and dabbled in drugs like him. That lasted 18 months because of the aggression and alcohol abuse. A few, and Rod uses the word loosely, relationships later, he had a son. But Rod was always drunk and losing jobs, so she left and took her son when he was 7 months old. Rod tried to take his own life, and medics revived him, and he ended up in a psych ward. He tried it again a few more times after that, but survived. He went into detox and was able to give up everything for 4 months, until he met a girl and got back on the drink, which got worse. Years later, his son Lockie saw him drinking. It broke Lockie's heart, and he said to his mum that his dad was going to die. A few days later, Rod was out swimming in the dark, and then a light came on, and he heard God's voice. He knew God was around and that no one could hurt him. He could only hurt himself. He sought help and ended up in Fairhaven doing the full detox program and dealing with a lot of issues. There were times he wanted to leave, but he picked up the Bible the day he went into detox and didn't stop reading it for 8 weeks. He said he wanted to know more about this higher power that he knew he needed in his life. Today, Rod says he has a huge relationship with God. He wakes up thinking about God and how he's showing him stuff every day. His son came to his graduation from Fairhaven and is proud of him, and now they have a strong relationship. Rod still gets counselling from AA and NA meetings, goes to an aftercare program and to church every week. Rod told us how now he lives a life of peace and grace, which he's never had before. He said he always worried about money in the past, but doesn't now. He said he is rich. He has Jesus. I'm Aaron Wright.